Married at First Sight. Chapter 3187. Zachary didn't care how troubled Evan was. Anyway, his notification was in place, and Evan also gave him a reply. Even if Evan guesses something, he will not dare to regret it. As long as he still recognizes Zachary as his elder brother, he will not dare to regret it. Zachary called Serenity to ask for credit and asked her why she suddenly said she wanted to treat Evan to dinner. Serenity smiled and said, "Evan's other half, Abby, came to the door. It was Grandma who selected the candidate for evangelist. Evan's other half came to the door. How could she find you? Shouldn't she be looking for Evan?" Zachary was stunned and said something funny. Abby said that sometimes Evan would not answer the phone or reply to messages. She didn't know Evan's private residence in Wiltspoon, so she could only come to me to ask. When I returned to the company in the afternoon, everyone told me that there was a beautiful woman waiting for me. They believed you were acquiring a romantic rival for me by stealing her away behind my back. The love rival came to ask me to give up my position." Zachary's face darkened. "How is that possible? We've been husband and wife for a long time, and my feelings for you are as clear as the sun and the moon. Saren, believe me, I will never betray you in this life. Even if you have a love rival, it's not me who caused it, they came over on their own initiative, and it has nothing to do with me." He can't scratch his face. Many times, what they value is not just him as a person but also his status. Even if he is embarrassed, as long as he is the leader of the York clan, those nymphos will still be obsessed with him. Furthermore, he can't scratch his face just because of others. On occasion, Serenity will touch his face. The scratches will cause scars. If there are scars, they will become less slippery to touch, affecting his wife's feelings. This kind of thing must never be done." Serenity smiled and said, "That's what others speculated, and it was not my intention. I believe you will not betray me or take the initiative to provoke women outside. I didn't know that Miss Abidu had come here for evangelist. When I saw her, I was full of questions. Later, she said that she came for Evan, and I understood. Evan was also a bit excessive. He pressed Grandma, who replied that she went to get close to Abby and was very kind to her. According to Abby, anyone who sees how good Evan is to her will think that he is pursuing her. But when Abby becomes a little tempted and Evan withdraws, he will not pick her up for a while. If you don't respond to calls or messages, it's like he doesn't know Abby. Abby doesn't just come and go at the drop of a hat. She also has a temper. Evan doesn't want to talk to anyone, so she forgets about him. But when Abby was about to forget about him, he suddenly appeared again and continued to be nice to her. This happened over and over again. He disappeared again, didn't answer the phone, and didn't reply to messages. No, Abby chased after her. She wanted to ask Evan for a clear explanation. She couldn't find Evan, so she came to me. Who said I was his sister-in-law? Zachary suddenly realized, I see. Evan is probably confused. Didn't he mention that he frequently dreams about a woman who is involved with him, even though that woman isn't the one his grandmother chose for him? He wants to follow Grandma's request to pursue his wife, and he also wants to follow his own heart. Maybe he likes the girl in his dream more. Serenity said, he must not have made a decision yet. If he had made a decision, he would not hang on to Abby. Zachary asked, how is Abby? Serenity said, I have a good impression of Abby. Grandma's taste is not bad. If she can be chosen by Grandma, she must be suitable for Evangelist. However, Evan has a dream lover, which is quite difficult to deal with. Serenity felt that Evan's love affair might not go well. The two women sandwiched Evan, pulling him from both sides. He suffered the most. No matter who he chooses, it will hurt the other party, and he will not feel better. I asked Evan to come over for dinner this evening. I also told Abby that she came from afar and was a guest. I invited her to dinner at our Wiltspoon Hotel. She is staying in the hotel now. Let them resolve the matter between her and Evan face to face. We can't help with emotional matters. Chapter 3188. Zachary agreed with his wife's arrangement. She didn't do everything, she just gave the two parties a chance to talk clearly in person. Zachary said, I informed Evan, and Evan will come over. Serenity said, I don't have to worry about you doing the work. Husband, you go about your business first, and I'll do the same for a while. Zachary said, okay, don't be too tired, and don't sit for too long. Get up and walk from time to time. Serenity was still pregnant, and although she was still very light, it was not good for her to sit for too long. I know, I cherish our child more than you. The couple exchanged a few words of advice, and Serenity ended the call first. At the same time, Annenberg in Province X. Tatum was working alone in the large kitchen. The butler had bought the ingredients he needed for cooking today, and they were all the freshest. Not knowing what dish he wanted to cook, the butler didn't help him and left him to work alone. Tatum didn't need their help. He had one afternoon, which was enough. It was just a few home-cooked dishes for Elora. Knowing that Elora's status in the Ormond family was like that of his elder brother, many people would probably come over to have dinner together, mainly because they wanted to know whether he could pass the retest. As a result, Tatum cooked a few dishes, but the quantity was not large at all. Even if everyone in the Ormond family came back to eat together, it would still be enough. Elora didn't take this matter to heart. She just told her secretary that she would reschedule or cancel the dinner originally planned for tonight. In the evening, she would return to the mansion for dinner and interview the new chef. Oh, he was a chef applicant, not the chef of the Ormond family. Who knows if the man named Tatum cooks delicious food? What if he is good at snacking? At around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Tinsley knocked on the door of Elora's office. Sister, when are we going home for dinner? When Tinsley came in, her expression was serious. When she closed the office door to block out prying eyes from outside, she instantly changed her face to look like a foodie. Without even raising her head, Elora chuckled and asked, "What time is it now? I just want to go home for dinner. Are you very free? If you are very free, I will leave this project to you." No, 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 I'm not idle, I'm not idle at all. Tinsley quickly waved her hand, fearing that Elora would give her a few more projects to follow. She was too busy at the moment to even touch the ground. But she can't take things too seriously. If she does, She won't even have time to be lazy and drink a cup of coffee. That's right, we are going back to the manor for dinner. Tatum will retake the test in the afternoon. I really want to know if he can pass the test. I also want to try whether the dishes he cooks are as delicious as the snacks he makes. Elora said calmly, "The snacks he makes are edible, but they can't be said to be very delicious." End of chapters 3187 to 3188 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website. You can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.